Welcome to Kingdom Praise.
My name is Jarvis. It's my beautiful wife, Ariana.
Hello. We are so excited to have you guys here with us today.
Why you look at me like that? I thought you...
Keep going.
I mean, y'all keep going, ain't you? No, you do your thing.
Hello. We are so excited to have you guys here with us today at Kingdom Praise. We will be talking about God, family, love, and just getting deeper. Forgot what that part was supposed to say, but you could. What's the last one? And being a better you.
You gotta be a better you. So like I said, my name is Jarvis. How long we been married? We've been married for a decade.
Over a decade.
A decade sounds better though.
But it's been more than a decade.
Like if I would have said 11 years.
That's more than a decade.
But a decade, 10 years, we say 10 years versus.
We haven't been married for 10 years.
But a decade just sounds better. It sounds
more
stronger.
More than a decade sounds stronger than
right.
a decade.
Okay. So we'll get to next. How long we been married? We got two kids.
Two beautiful girls. Amazing.
I think them. Yeah, it's another for another. It's a conversation for another day. But they are beautiful girls.
A little bit.
You know.
Somebody just mad because they both prefer mama.
All right. Oh. They be like,
he thought he was going to get a little daddy's girl. That
I do.
Ain't happen.
I do. They be like, daddy.
Two times,
daddy.
Failed.
Stop.
They be like, daddy, where's mommy? That's what they say.
Oh, no. But what else? What else are we getting into today?
So why are we here? What is the purpose? What is the vision behind Kingdom Praise?
Well, my vision Kingdom Praise is just to have a conversation, you know, about God. And family, those are two things that's very important to me. And that's one thing I want to bring out and have an open dialogue, open conversation with people about it.
So you said God and family. What is so important about it? Why do you feel that your voice needs to be heard in regards to God and family? What do you feel is missing out there that you have to say?
I think understanding the love that God has for us. And I think people should know that. And I think that's missing, that's a missing part. That people understand why, you know, Jesus died on the cross for us. But, you know, people understand that love. And I think when people understand that love, it makes a difference in our lives, you know.
Okay. So what difference do you think that it makes when people understand the depths of the love that Christ has for us?
Wow, you interviewing me? I thought this is a conversation.
Yeah, it is a conversation.
So I had the conversation.
Questions and answers.
But I had the conversation. Like you
having the conversation means that you're asking questions. Ask me a single question yet? No.
So
you should be answering the question that I
asked. So now reversing the questions back to you.
Reverse.
Why you want to start Kingdom Praise?
Well, I believe that I have something of importance to say. I feel like my voice sometimes is hidden under many layers and it's just a lot of times in my mind or just bouncing off of you. So I feel that there's something that's in me to share. And why not create a platform to share it? There's so many times people think that their voice isn't significant, their voice isn't important. And I feel like that time has to come to an end. If God put something on the inside of you, it's because he wants it to come out. Whatever God gives you, you got to give it back to him. So I can give it back to him while also sharing with other people who may share some of the same sentiments. So Kingdom Praise is the perfect place to do that.
True, I agree with you. I say I agree with you with that. So what's next?
That's the only question you have?
I mean, what's next? List? I don't have a list. I ain't going to demand I have a list. Oh, man, family. Let's talk about family. You know, we talk about family. We want to talk about, like, difficult conversations that people don't like to have, especially around family. I used to be that type of dude. I used to have difficulty having those type of conversations about our family. You know, so it's something that we should talk about, especially as men. We should be able to talk more about our feelings and family is a subject that a lot of people don't like talking about.
Why do you think they don't like talking about family?
I mean, sometimes I think a judgment comes from it. I think a big thing in judgment. I had tough relationships with people in my family. And I think that me talking about it, I might get judged for it. You know, why you don't talk to this person? What happened with this person, and sometimes we keep it in, and sometimes we should talk about it, you know, have a nice little conversation about it.
Okay. So do you think that it's more so conversations about family or conversations with family?
A little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. I think that about family members. Certain family members might be an issue. And also, sometimes certain family members we don't want to talk to. We don't want to answer the phone for. And it's not that we dislike them. It's what it is.
It's just what it is.
It's just what it is. You know, it happens, you know. So, like, we're going to be real here. We're just going to be real. I'm going to be real. And I said to myself, if I do this, if I do a podcast, let's be real. Let's be ourselves. Let's not try to be someone else. We're going to be ourselves. This is who we are. And I hope, you know, whoever watching this, you know, you enjoy it, you know.
And you got to shake them nerves off, brother. Because you're shaking a lot. Oh. You're sweating. You're doing a lot over here.
So hot.
It's not.
It's hot.
Not hot at all.
You know, sometimes I get a little nervous about things. That's what it is. It's a lot of people. You get, right now, if you go on stage right now in front of 1,000 people, you're going to be a little nervous. You be singing? Go ahead, sing.
No, thank
you. Go ahead, sing. You, since he's talking about, go sing. She sings. She sings. She sings. She sings. Sing.
And you talk.
I do.
And yet you get nervous when the camera comes
on. So sing.
No, thank you.
Okay.
That's not what this platform is for.
I sing.
Please don't.
Oh, no, Mary.
We good.
Oh, my.
We are so good on it. All right. I promise.
Okay. So,
what about family values? Because we talked about who we don't want to talk to in the family and things like that. But what about the good aspects? There's so many different ways that you can have conversations surrounding family. What are some of the family values that you'd like to implement on this podcast?
I don't talk to you.
I'm not talking about who you talk to. I'm talking about what are some family values you have, your core values for your family.
Well, my thing is I take care of my family. I feel like from a man point of view, I think that that's something important that men should understand. It took me a long time to get to a place where that I understood that about my family being first before everything else, you know. And sometimes we don't understand that, you know. I mean, I you know, my father, you know, my father took care of me, you know, and, you know, he was there. You know, he always worked a lot. So I understood of that. But it's more than just working. It's just, you know, just showing up, being there. It's a lot of things, you know, and I want to have that point of view shown.
So how do you think that you can show up as your authentic self? That's not just on a financial level.
What do you mean?
When it comes to family, you said you understand that it's not just about working hard to provide. What are some other ways that you can show up for your family?
I mean, it's little things. I mean, we got kids. Kids, you show up to, you know, just have a conversation with the kids. Being there for kids, you know, for the youth. For our kids, you know what I mean? And, I mean, for you, I mean, my family, when we say family, too, let me just say this. When we say family, we're talking about my wife and my kids. That's what I'm talking about, family right now. I know everybody probably watches won't be married. So, you know, definition of family is different from my definition of family. But my immediate family is the one people that live in my household, and that's my wife and my two kids.
The family that you created.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, and there's different ways you can show up. You know, for the kids, you know, just having a conversation with kids, and a lot of people just don't have that conversation. And I had to learn that, too. You know, especially when you have an older cat, a teenager, you know, sometimes you just want to just...
You have to learn how to listen.
Yeah.
Actively.
Yeah, that's true. That's me. I, you know, still something I'm learning today, and, you know, but I'm doing the best I can. That's what matters, you know?
Okay.
So.
What's another pillar?
Oh. Wow. Love. Love.
The juice. Love.
You know, I love my wife. I love my wife. You know, I gotta
you
say,
do.
I gotta say, I love my wife. And me and my wife, we've been through so much in the last, you know, 11 years. You know, I made mistakes, and I'm sure I'm gonna talk about the mistakes on here. I made mistakes again. I don't know. I have a great wife, so I can't really say much. But you know, I just that we just been married, and we've been through a lot. Been through a lot. To the place where we at right now, you know. So we'll get those conversations. Many podcast shows about it. Especially about marriage. I believe in a marriage is important. Especially when we get married, it's ways we got to handle things. And I think sometimes we don't know how to handle it, and sometimes it pushes in the wrong direction instead of talking about certain things and dealing with something else. One is when I did that one. So, you know, pretty much.
I think when it comes to love also, it's very important to learn the person that you're with, and also learning that the person that you're with is not going to be the same person from the time that you've met to the time that you are. Everyone should be growing and learning day by day, year by year. So it's a constant effort of learning who this person is today, who this person is in this season, who this person is, you know, who they're going to be, who they're striving to be. Always remembering to check in and really give grace, because the same way you're trying to learn who this person is becoming, they also have to figure out who it is that they're becoming. So having grace for the person that you're with, loving them past just what's on the surface level, loving them past just what they can give you. Because a lot of times, you know, people see gifts and things and they're like, oh, they love you because they bought me something. Because abusers buy things for the people they abuse sometimes. And that doesn't mean that they love them anymore. Love is showing up outside of those times. Can we have the hard conversation and still love each other after that? Can we apologize? Can we endure hard seasons well? What does that love look like? Can I love you even when I don't like you? That, I feel like those things are just as important as the things that look good on the outside. And those are things that we've had to learn. We've had to learn through many trials that I love you more than I'm upset with you right now. And even times where I've had to tell him, okay, you're mad, but you love me more than you're mad, so you'll be fine. And he hates it because he's like, you're going to act like that.
Wait a minute. Why do you have to say learn like that? You put a capital, like you capitalize the L with learn. I don't understand. You said learn. Why?
Because it's not something. A lot of times when things don't happen the way that you assume they should happen, you are just, and not you, but a general person would just like, oh, this is not what I thought it was supposed to look like. No, I'm done. I'm packing it up. I'm leaving. But you have to learn to get past that. Like that's a learning curve. That just because somebody doesn't love you the way that you want them to love you doesn't mean that they're not loving you in their greatest capacity. You have to have grace, but you don't just have grace. You have to learn how to have grace for people. And that is something that we get through loving God. We learn the way that God has grace for us, the way that God loves us. That's how he wants us to love other people.
Sure.
So that's why I say it's something that you really have to learn. You can learn that through reading scriptures. You can learn that through studying your word. You learn how to love people well.
And then we're singing?
No.
You want to sing? Come on, just sing it. Did she? Listen, no, Sunday, you. I'm gonna sneak a little video from Sunday. She was singing. She was singing on Sunday. I was like, oh, who's that? That's my wife. The next thing is, you know, being a better you. You know, and that's important, to be a better you. Because we got to love ourselves. And I think a lot of people, including men, you know, we struggle with loving ourselves. You know, we care about what other people think. And I used to be that type of dude, too. I used to really, really, really care about what other people think and what they feel and how they see me. And you know, if they didn't like me, then it kind of affected me. And that's something that, you know, I had to learn to get over. I had to learn, listen, I love myself. I got to, you know, it's something I had to build in myself, you know.
I think it's important when you talk about being a better you is to realize that validation is not important, because we are so often looking to be validated by other people, things that we can really just, we can validate within ourselves. Or again, looking in the Word, seeing how God feels about us, praying and asking God to reveal how he sees us. That's been my prayer lately. God, show me how you see me, so that I can value myself without worrying about other people's feelings. Because a lot of times the people that we want to, you know, we want validation from, they don't care about us anyway. They care about what we can do for them. So the validation is in what works best in their interest. And does that glorify God? Does that make us better people? No, it just makes them feel better about what they can get from us. So I feel like becoming a better me is speaking up. It's using the voice that God gave me. It's using discernment of knowing when to say no. It's knowing that no is a complete sentence. I don't have to explain my no. I don't have to coddle you or give you so many, alternatives to my no. No is enough. And I can't feel bad because I'll say no, or I'll be like, I don't know. And now I feel horrible because I couldn't fix a problem that wasn't mine to fix. So in being a better me, it looks like showing up for me and not just being a doormat, but showing up in every way. being bold, being unapologetic, but also being loving and caring, because you can do both. You don't have to shut everything and everybody out to become a better you. You can still show up with love and compassion, but be firm in what you say.
No, I like that. I like that. You know, that's why you said no to me when I wanted that snack the other night.
He didn't need it.
I mean,
he ain't need it.
He said no. It was always no.
And when you don't listen, what happens?
My stomach hurt.
Oh, okay. I'm helping him be a better you. Be helping you be a better you. Look at that.
Oh, man, that was funny. So, you know, now we're talking about, like, what's coming? What's up next? What's up next?
I feel like in the coming episodes, we'll be diving deeper into our word, into the things that we study, the things that we're learning. I mean, you're in school right now studying Christian studies, so being that he's in school, I look over like a lot of his work, and that's kind of our little check-in, quote-unquote, Bible studies, because, you know, he got to put a lot of scriptures and stuff in his stuff, so I have to go and fact-check it. And now, you know, I'm picking up things that I may not have seen before, different verbiage or different just ideas that I may not have thought about before. So I feel like coming up, we'll just dive deeper into those four pillars that we've talked about and really kind of, you know, create more conversation and unpack it and really break it down, talk about it. And, you know, we'll be in the comments and looking at things. So if you guys have ideas or suggestions, things you want to talk about, we'll definitely add that in. We just, you know, we want to create a community. We want to just share with you guys. We want to talk to each other and get input. We just want to be something in this world. We want to put out something of value, something that, you know, is thought-provoking, and I don't even want to say intriguing, because I feel like everything that we will study and talk about, you can find it in scripture.
That's it. Right here. Baby. Right here. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit the Bible so hard, but that's right there.
Let me move over for that lightning come down.
Yeah, so we're going to have some real conversations. I'm going to have these lives going on YouTube. You know,
what do you think? Lost my question. That's crazy.
You get old. That's what that means. You're getting old.
Does it?
Yes, that's exactly what it means.
As long as I look good in my old age, I feel like that's just fine. I feel like we need something.
This is recording. We need something. It's recording. This is crazy.
So what makes you want to really dive into the Word of God? Like, what started that for you? Wanting to really study the Word and share your studies with people.
I think growing up, because I grew up in the church, right? Well, I would say I grew up in the church, but I did a lot of jumping around with churches. But I did grow up in church, which is this week I'm here, this week I'm Methodist, this week I'm Baptist. So I jump around, you know, it's what it is.
Church of God in Christ all my life. Yeah. I don't know nothing else.
Yeah, so
maybe a little non-denominational now, but a Kojic Pentecostal background is where I come from.
Yeah, so, you know, I started to realize I didn't know a lot of things. And I feel like going to churches, and I don't want to offend nobody when I say this, right? I got to be careful when I say certain things. But I feel like the Bible wasn't used
properly
when it come to teaching. You know, we're preaching on Sundays. I feel like a lot of people had this pretty much like everything's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay type of vibe or
message.
That's the word I'm using for message. And I think that, you know, that's something that I didn't need. And I need to understand that. So when I opened my Bible and I started reading for myself, I realized a lot of things I did not know. And it's crazy for somebody that's been in church, how many years I've been in church, and not realize I don't know much about the Bible. It made me want to know more about it. And I started reading and then reading. And then I said, you know what? Now I want to know more about it. So then I went to school. Right now, shout out to Liberty. I'm at Liberty University. Shout out to them. I love Liberty University. But then I went to, you know, going to school.
Shameless plug. Good.
And just want to know more. I got hungry about it, you know, and that's why I'm here now, you know. Just want to spread that, you know, spread that energy, you know.
Okay.
She grew up in church.
Listen, but the thing about it is I did grow up in church, but like you said, once you get older and you start to get this relationship for yourself, you realize, I don't know any of this. Like, they be like, they'll start the scripture again. Y'all know that story. And I'm just like,
what story?
Because where you find that at? I don't know that story. Like, stop assuming we know these stories. Let me tell you something, preachers. We don't be knowing these stories. So I feel like you have to get into the book for yourself. You have to create the relationship for yourself. I never wanted to ride anyone else's coattails. I never wanted to fake the funk in church. I was never that kid. I always wanted to know for myself, but I wasn't hungry enough to find out for myself until I got older. So now I'm reading stories that aren't commonly preached. I want to know more about different people that are in the Bible. And I feel like reading these smaller stories, I'm like, I've had Bibles for forever. How did I never know this? So I feel like that is just like really important to kind of really talk about it, dive into it, and relate it to today's life, relate it to how I feel now. Because he doesn't like all the feel-good messages. But at the end of the day, what God starts, he'll complete. So it will be all right because God is going to make it all right. But will you suffer well?
And that's the part that people don't talk about, is the suffering part. The suffering part is something that we got to go through. Sometimes we go through it. These things I've been through, we're going to talk about it. These things I've been through 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and it affected me to today, but it made me the man that I am today. But I had to go through it to understand it. So, you know, it's just a lot of things to talk about. And listen, thank you for watching today. Listen, next week, same thing. Turn it on. Subscribe. YouTube. What's other channels?
Facebook.
No, not Facebook.
Instagram. So that is all for today. We are going to dive in deeper as the weeks go on by.
I was telling them about the social.
You dropped the ball just a little bit. So let me pick it up for you. This is what marriage is about. Balance. It's okay, my love. I got your back. You can like, subscribe, share, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all your social media platforms. We're here. Okay?
What about the other ones?
Come check us out. I said all the social media platforms. I covered them all.
No, what about the ones that
I covered them all.
The apps,
Spotify.
There we go.
I don't know the other ones.
The other ones.
Oh,
Google Music.
The platform.
Google Podcasts.
All right. Of the platform.
So okay? We see you. Just listen up. Subscribe. Thank you for watching.
And share
Kingdom
it with a
praise.
Friend.
Yeah.
We love you. We're trying to dive deep. Share it with a friend.
See you next week.
We'll be back.
Ah.